Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College football insider for On3 Sports, Mr. Brett McMurphy. And Brett, I appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. There's a lot of things we need to get to, a lot of movement in college football, but let's just take a broad picture, kind of, jump in the deep into the pool here. We're what, 3-4 weeks into the season? What's been the most shocking thing to you that you've seen this year? We've seen craziness in games. We've seen some teams up, some teams down. What's been the one thing that has kind of shocked you as you've waded through the first 4 weeks of the year?
Basically, how clueless everybody is on projecting how good a team may or may not be. I mean, there's a lot of supposedly really smart people. Fortunately, I wasn't one of them, that had Clemson as their national title pick. And not only is Clemson not going to win the national title, they're not going to get to the college football playoff. And I don't know what's going on there, but certainly I think that would be probably the biggest surprise, because I don't think anyone ever would have thought Clemson would be 1-3 at this point of the season. And a lot of people thought they were the betting favorites to win the ACC. They were among the top probably four, maybe five, top favorites to win the national championship. And like I said, a lot of people thought they would actually win it because of the, a ton of returning talent, Klubnik back at quarterback and a lot of pieces around him. And yeah, for whatever reason, just hasn't worked out for Dabo this year.
Yeah, it really has been surprising. We were talking earlier on the show about the ACC moving to 9 games to align with the Power Four. Why do you think this is happening now?
Because you don't want to be the only one not doing it. The funny thing is, I was at the Big Ten Media Days this summer in Las Vegas, and all of their coaches, it's almost like they were mandated to have the same talking point, because they all said the same thing, and that was, well, the Big Ten superior because they have 9 conference games, and that other conference, referring to the SEC, only has 8. And so basically, they were also pushing for their playoff model going forward, where they would get automatic qualifiers. So that was their thinking. Well, a funny thing happened. The SEC not only, recently announced it would go to 9 games, but they also said, hey, look, we're going to play a 10th power conference team out of conference, something the Big Ten does not require. And so then now the Big 12 actually has been doing the same model, 9 conference games plus another additional non-conference power conference team. And so basically for the ACC, there's 4 power leagues. You don't want to be the only one that's not doing what the other 3 are doing. So basically, like, they had to do it. What makes it tricky for the ACC is with 17 members, it is mathematically impossible to have 17 teams play 9 games. So what they're probably going to do is have 16 teams play 9 conference games, and then a 8th member will only play 8 conference games, and then we'll have to play 2 additional power conference teams in the non-conference, and then how they will use a tiebreaker with the teams that play nine games compared with that team with eight games. They still have to figure that out, but they basically had to get to it. And I think the next thing to look at is, does the Big Ten require their teams to play an additional non-conference team? Because right now they don't have to, and that's why you've got, Penn State playing, Villanova and Florida International, and you've got Indiana playing, Bishop Sycamore High School and Indiana State and everybody else. Will that change? I think it will. I think it will. And, an offshoot of that is if fan of any non-power conference teams out there, it's unfortunate because it's going to be really difficult to get any power conference teams to ever come play at a non-power conference campus because, they're locked into 10 games, and those other two games they play, they'll want to put those games on their home campus.
Brett McMurphy joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Brett, I mean, we've all seen Meet the Parents, right? And then, but when you play your daughter's boyfriend and you're an offensive coordinator / head coach and kind of genius, do you find a way to single him out and just exploit him to embarrass him? I mean, I just don't know why everything with Lane Kiffin feels like we're watching a Kardashian episode.
Yeah, it's only Lane, right? I don't think they'll single him out, obviously. I think, a win will be enough for Lane. But, yeah, only Kiffin can have something like that happen literally, 6 days before kickoff. So, nothing unusual, nothing to see here, just, Lane being Lane. But, let's see. They were in position. He was in position last year to get to the college football playoff. One small problem, he lost to Kentucky and Florida. So, let's see if they can finish strong, unlike last year.
Brett, we're obviously getting the table set for the Alabama versus Georgia matchup coming up this weekend down in Athens. Bama starts off the season so bad against Florida State. I'm a Bama guy. I was kind of shocked that this number was only 3, 3.5 or whatever it sits at to open the week. Bama just hasn't looked good. Georgia has had its ups and downs, but at the end, it's Kirby Smart down there. How do you see this game playing out this weekend?
Yeah, what's funny, I think the numbers actually dropped down to like 2.5. So there's a lot of Alabama support for this game. I think part of it was after week one, the knee-jerk reaction was, what's wrong with Alabama? And now, we're looking at Florida State. And, Florida State is obviously, we talked about earlier, the surprises. Florida State would be one too. Nobody thought they would be this dominant early. Will that continue? Who knows? But I think because Florida State has looked so good, we're like, well, hey, maybe Alabama's not as bad as we thought they were going to be. Also, Alabama's dominated this series. Georgia has only won a couple in the past, 7 or 8 meetings. Because of the weird SEC schedule, I don't think Georgia's lost to Alabama in almost 20 years, but then they probably only played like 2 times over that time period. I just, the key's going to be, for Georgia, I think, what we saw in the Tennessee game. I don't think Alabama's got the offense of Tennessee. They obviously don't run as quick. They're not as high volume. But Georgia did not look like a typical Georgia defense in that game. But give Kirby Smart's guys credit. They still found a way to win. Excuse me. Gunnar Stockton, obviously, he's going to have a big game, utilizing Zachariah Branch and some of those guys. But I think this will go down to the wire. One thing that I'm still getting used to is with the 12-team playoff. Yeah, I still haven't convinced myself if this is good or bad. Back in the old days, like 2 years ago, this game would have meant a lot more because there would have been real consequences for the loser. I think the loser can still get in a college football playoff. Obviously, Alabama would have to win out. They'd have to finish 10-2. Georgia, you know, I think they could even go 10-2. So they could lose this in another game and still get in. So there's not really that sense of urgency in this. It's not like a win or else game, but obviously it's monumental to see who's going to be at the top of the SEC. If I had to pick a winner, and I haven't figured out which way I'm going yet, but right now I'm probably leaning towards Georgia. I just think the home field's going to be the ultimate edge there. And, you know, Kirby, I'm sure, is telling him nobody's giving him a chance, even though they're the favorite. And, you know, it's us against the world and all those things he's great at doing. But I just think ultimately they're a little bit better. But this would be a huge get back for Alabama, especially after that debilitating loss in the opener at Florida State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brett, this worst-case scenario for Billy Napier. You've essentially started 0-3. I don't even know if I can count Long Island University as a win. I know that some of the portal stuff has changed how you treat coaches, but is there any way he survives? And if not, how long does it last for him? Because the stretch is just absolutely brutal. I mean, realistically, I don't see a win. There's not an easy win on their schedule left. There's nothing that you can say, yeah, the team I've seen the last few weeks will beat Miss State, no, or Kentucky.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's tricky, but, I mean, what's funny is because the schedule is that tough, like, again, can Billy save his job? Yeah, he can. What if he wins out? You're not going to fire the guy for going 9-3 against that schedule. You're not. If he goes 8-4, you're probably going to keep him. 7-5, yeah, you never know. The thing, and you mentioned the portal, which is a great point, and, you know, a lot of fan bases now, it's like, you know, why hasn't this coach been fired? Why hasn't that coach been fired? Well, obviously Virginia Tech and UCLA already pulled the trigger. But once you do that, then your players are free for 30 days to jump into the portal immediately. So is there any benefit to doing that now? I don't necessarily think there is. Now you could say, well, it, you know, satisfies the fan base and does all that stuff, but yeah, that's great. But if you lose all your players, is it really worth it? I think most people, you know, whether they're Florida fans or not, realize that Billy Napier, you know, likely will not be the coach next year. But again, there's no advantage to get rid of him now. And look, they play Texas. They're off this week. Then they play Texas A&M. Obviously, they've got Georgia in the cocktail party. I mean, if they win those three games, Napier probably has a very good chance to be his coach. Are they going to win those three games? No, you know, play Powerball. You got a better shot. But, you know, that there is a path. And so I guess that's why you don't make the move. I do believe, though, if you did not have the portal in place, that a decision would have already been made, probably there and other places. But because that portal rule is in place, I don't think there's really a huge benefit to do something right now. I also don't think that means they wait until the season's over. I mean, if they don't win the games they're not supposed to win, you know, and this gets really ugly, then, you know, when we get into November, I think you'll see a lot of these places make some moves. But to do it in September, you know, doesn't really make a lot of sense.
That's College Football Insider for On3 Sports, Mr. Brett McMurphy. You can find him on Twitter at Brett_McMurphy. Brett, you're always a fun Twitter follow, man. I appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
Hey, you got it, guys. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.